And it's brought to you by
the Good Feet Store and All Pro Foundation Repair.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go, Dave.
Thank you. And I believe joining us right now to promote his appearance on Twitch 2 days ago is Gordon Keith.
My non-appearance on Twitch 2 days ago. I was sick on Tuesday and missed work.
Oh, that's
and
right.
Missed Twitch.
That's right, because so, Baldy yeah. had to fill in for you.
Mm-hmm. One of my rare sick days. Who's the sickest on y'all's show?
The most sickly?
Mm-hmm.
Man, we hardly ever miss. Dave is now because he has a kid.
Yeah, I've probably put the rest of the show at risk by not taking sick days when I've gotten the daycare flu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it's probably me.
That's all right, Dave.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us, Gordon, as you most often do on Thursdays for the Rant Revival. And the Rant Revival, it's kind of a preamble to the rant when we have Gordon join us for E-News. And yes. We begin E-News with a little bit of an update, kind of a non-update, on Mark Sanchez. If you don't know, he was stabbed, and even though Adam Schefter initially reported that he was the victim of a mugging, turns out that Mark Sanchez was loaded doing wind sprints behind his hotel the night before he was supposed to call a game, the Colts and Raiders, and then got in an argument with a delivery driver who was there to pick up used vegetable oil or something.
Yeah, something weird.
And ended up beating the crap out of the truck driver to the point where the truck driver maced him, and that didn't do anything to drunk-ass Mark Sanchez. He kept coming at the guy, and then finally the guy had to stab him. And so then there's the video of Mark Sanchez trudging around the corner of the hotel holding his gut as he's been stabbed. So,
well, did I miss the wind sprints part of this story?
Yeah.
What's going on there?
I don't know.
See, drunk wind sprints?
Yeah, drunk wind sprints in the alley behind his hotel.
I don't believe that for a second.
He needs a quick workout?
I don't believe that for 1 second.
One thing that
usually...
What do you
think it was?
It just wind sprints and getting drunk usually are independent
right.
of each other. They don't go hand in hand.
No, you're not getting drunk and working out. Nobody does that.
But you're not an elite athlete. You didn't play in the league.
Elite athletes don't do that either. There's a reason they're elite athletes, because they're not drinking and doing workouts.
But imagine the Mad Libs of wind sprints, getting drunk, getting stabbed. Like,
yeah.
That's impossible to put that combination
and
together.
Don't forget to mix in used vegetable oil in that mix.
Oh,
right.
My goodness.
Makes the Mad Lib better.
It's the first time this has ever happened in the history of civilization to get those four together.
So last weekend, he was scheduled to work with Chris Myers, because this is, as we talked about in the last segment, the middle of baseball season, and Fox has to kind of shuffle the deck
That's
with
right.
their announcers because they have a lot of their play-by-play guys that will jump over and do baseball. And so last weekend, Sanchez was supposed to work with Chris Myers. Instead, they had to have Brady Quinn fill in at the last minute, who just does college football. And so this week, Chris Myers will work with his regular partner, Mark Schlereth. They're going to call the Seahawks-Jags game. And to no one's surprise, Mark Sanchez will not be on the NFL on Fox this week. He faces a felony battery charge, and he's still recovering from being stabbed. And so now that we're into bye week season in the NFL calendar, Fox, they only have 5 broadcasts each Sunday through the beginning of November to week 11. So they don't necessarily need Mark Sanchez until then.
Okay.
And so by that time, I guess we'll see if, A, he's recovered from being stabbed, and, B, if there's some kind of resolution to his legal troubles. But also Fox has now been dragged into this because the truck driver has not only sued Sanchez, but that he sued Fox Sports. So it's likely that he'll never put on this headset again.
No, not a chance, man. Not a chance.
But he hasn't made any noise about rehab?
No, yeah, he hasn't had like the rehab force field or anything like that.
Hmm. Because that is the logical next step.
Yeah,
right.
But I admit that I have a problem,
yeah,
and I need to address it.
And
please,
alcohol owns me, and you know.
Please
la,
respect
la.
My privacy.
Yeah, please respect my privacy and my family's privacy in this very
difficult
trying
time.
Yeah, what, babe? Like the wife's like, what were you doing? Oh, babe, I was just running my wind sprints. You know, I like to get that workout in at midnight. Drunk.
Yeah, and at his. I believe he just got married recently.
She's an actress. She's in the new show with Hot Dog Man, the fake football player.
Glenn Powell?
Glenn Powell, yeah. She's in that.
She's in the Chad Power show?
Yeah, one of the stars, yeah.
Nailed it.
And she's hot, right?
Yeah, what do you think? She's an actress that's married to Mark Sanchez. Yes, she's
and
hot.
Starring opposite Glenn Powell.
Yes.
Yeah, she's probably hot.
Yeah.
Okay, in California, there was a traffic accident on Tuesday. And L.A. Sheriff's Department say that a driver in a black Lincoln Navigator crashed into a parked vehicle on the PCH, the Pacific Coast Highway, and that the driver might have suffered a medical emergency behind the wheel before the crash. And that the driver was transported to a hospital for treatment. That driver, none other than Gene Simmons of Kiss fame.
Oh no, Gordon.
Wow. Mm.
Who joins us now.
I don't know what you want me to say.
Well, he said on Twitter, thanks everybody for the kind wishes. I had a slight fender bender. It happens, especially to those of us who are horrible drivers, and that's me. All is well. But that's counter to some of the initial reporting that one of the NBC station in L.A. said that Gene had either fainted or passed out behind the wheel, causing him to crash. And then Gene's representatives say, I don't believe he ever said that. And then they also reported that Shannon Tweed, his wife, said that his doctors recently changed his medication, and that might have been behind his accident.
Hmm.
The old medication excuse.
He's not using the rehab force field. He's using the medication force field.
Yeah.
I can tell you what caused it right now. If you drive in those boots, you're going to have an accident at some point.
I don't think he was driving in the platform boots.
Right.
I don't think he drives around in full makeup.
And he wasn't, like, unfurling and recoiling his tongue as he's driving either.
Yeah, like his tongue falls out of his mouth and knocks it into neutral.
God.
Did he have mini Kiss in the car?
No.
He was taking them to baby gymnastics. So they could get their workout in.
To the little gym.
A whole roll of kid seats in the back with mini Kiss.
It is a three row vehicle, the Lincoln Navigator.
Yes.
So there's plenty of room for mini Kiss.
Of all the missteps that we've had here at the station,
don't you dare!
Nobody focuses on mini Kiss more than you,
because it was great.
No. It was great, yeah. Loved it.
Slurm.
We should.
I remember sitting there watching it with Bob backstage, and he goes, "Oh my God, what have we done?"
Bro, this is the greatest day of my life.
Well, we were fooled, first of all.
They weren't
I thought
even
they
playing.
Were going to actually be performing.
Yes.
Like, as far as I'm concerned, that should be an annual part of ticket stock. Like, you don't even ask.
But that was different.
Is Mini Kiss going to be there? Because, of course, they are.
That was different than the wrestling.
Mini Kiss
didn't wrestle. We just
I think they were
at
the
a
same
different
people.
Time had little people wrestling.
No, they don't. They weren't the same people.
I think they were,
perform
Corby.
Stunts. No, they weren't.
Okay, ask Catman.
Okay.
Because it was the same ticket stock, wasn't it?
No, we didn't have mini Kiss and tiny wrestlers.
No, honestly.
It was a theme.
In the same one?
I think it was the same act.
No.
No, it was consecutive ones where when you're choosing your
energy,
act,
yeah.
you have two boxes that you can check, and you can check the wrestling or the Kiss performance,
yeah.
And they have the costumes.
Where then, are you yeah. getting your energy?
And then we said, you know what, we want both, but let's do it in consecutive years.
I'm By the way, you, why he's did, right.
Why didn't they make a Hot Dog the Movie Part 2? Speaking of Shannon Tweed, one of the most perfect films ever made.
Gordon, didn't you have an interfacing with Shannon Tweed and you claim that you could have?
Yes. It was a very uncomfortable moment. I was on, I guess I interviewed them on Channel 8 in the
both
Victory Park Studios. Yeah, they were both there. I guess it was when they were promoting the Family Jewels, or what was the name of that?
Oh, yeah, they had a reality show. Yeah, they
had a reality show. Them and their kids. Anyway, they were, of course, in making the top 10 markets, and Dallas is one of those, and I interviewed him at Channel 8, and there was tension between them, and she was hitting
on me.
Using
you to make him jealous?
Yes. In front of Gene. This is the way I remember it, right? I have to go back and watch it.
How tall is he without the food?
Yeah, it was tense because I don't want Gene Simmons mad at me, and she's sitting there paying me compliments and acting interesting.
Big boy.
But he's only like 2.5 feet tall.
How long is your tongue, big boy?
Well, he's not the same size as the mini Gene Simmons.
Oh.
It's a different guy.
Oh.
Was he in full makeup for the interview?
No, he was just sitting there with his regular non-makeup face and that black cotton candy hair that he has.
God, it is cotton candy hair. It's so weird.
Can you imagine what he looks like when he gets out of the shower?
No. What do you mean?
Just with that stringy hair all matted down.
And the tongue down to the floor.
Yeah. He has to scrub his tongue in the shower.
He has
a business genius.
Just for his tongue.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, that was, I think that was my favorite concert I've ever been to. Was
I know.
When they came to Fort Worth just, I don't know how long ago it was, within the past year or something like that.
Nobody.
Well, yeah, they've retired from touring, but in November, Kiss Army storms Vegas. They're going to do a reunion show in Las Vegas.
No way.
Nice.
Another rocker that is making the news, Darius Rucker of Hootie and the Blowfish.
Uh-huh.
Brother. He is the Hootie part. He's 59. He just announced his engagement to his influencer girlfriend, Emily Deal, who is 33.
Okay. Doable.
And so he posted a shared Instagram post of their engagement pictures, and he said, "Thank you for showing me a level of happiness I have never known. The day I met you, I knew I didn't want to go another one without you. Now I don't have to."
You all right, brother?
Wait, what's so the sweet. What's the formula now? It's double your age minus 7?
Half your age plus 7.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Your age plus 7.
So what does that equal out to?
So wait, he's 59.
So you think it's double your age plus 7?
That didn't make sense. Yeah, that didn't make sense. I meant half your age.
Yeah. So you can date
Darius Rucker can date a 125-year-old.
Yeah, he can hook up with the oldest nun in the world.
Almost nobody ever asks, "Is it okay if I date a 98-year-old?"
Yeah, well, so half of 59 is what, 24 and a half plus 7?
No, 29. What? Your math is
My
deplorable.
My math is bad. I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt.
29.
It's 25 plus 3, right? 25 plus 2.
Well, he's almost 60. So it's almost 30.
What is happening here? I've never heard.
It's 27 plus 7.
So 30,
34.
37.
What a bunch of morons.
37 or 36 and a half is his limit. She is 33. So he's actually crushing it.
I don't know.
So he's in
man.
Violation.
Yeah,
that is that is statutory, isn't it?
Yes, and last thing real quick, this is going to be news
one more.
Bob over here.
Okay, distance.
We are going to get a new Jesus.
See, I knew I had the distance, and luckily I did.
So we've already talked about the Resurrection of the Christ, the sequel to The Passion of the Christ, the Mel Gibson project. And in August, Variety said that it's going to be split into two parts that will both be released in 2027. But now they're reporting that they're about to start shooting in Rome, but Jim Caviezel is not going to be Jesus and Monica Bellucci will not be Mary Magdalene because they would have to do too much de-aging and their schedules just don't line up with the production, so they're going to recast. So we're going to get a brand new hot Jesus.
Dude, if it's not Vin Diesel, what are we even doing?
Vin Diesel in a Jesus wig?
Yeah. Like, he's the perfect Jesus.
All right, coming up next, the rant and another amusement park death.
The ticket.
Yes.
Okay.
It is 519. It is the Hardline from At Fault in Farmers Branch. This is the Rant Revival. You hear it on Thursday, starring the three stars of the Rant many years ago: Davey Lane, Corby Davidson, and the Devil's Own Gordon Keith.
Thank you.
Sponsors:
EC's Marketing Bakery.
All right, real quick here before we get into the rant, we have 10 or 12 spots left on our Lajitas golf trip that we do every single year that benefits my charity, Dallas Dogger, the organization that takes care of all the good puppy dogs that are in really, really, really bad situations, gets them all healed up if they're injured, ready for adoption, ready to assimilate into a normal family life. It's an awesome, awesome organization that I truly, truly love and support. And if you want to go down to Lajitas with us, send me an email, corbydavidson@gmail.com. Like I said, 10 or 12 spots left. I don't know exactly how many out of the 60, but we'd love to have you. Bob goes every year. It's a can't-miss trip. And
yeah, we teach a lot of dogs how to play golf.
We
do. And it really turns their lives around.
Yeah, we really do. We get them out of the bad situations. So send me an email, corbydavidson@gmail.com. I'll send you the link. You can jump on board and go with us. It's a blast. All right, Dave.
Thank you. And still with us is Gordon for the rant. He, course, the star, the conductor of the rant in its original incarnation. On the Rant Revival, he's here to react. And we are not going to have a full-bore Rant Revival because we have Coach Switzer coming up next. But we do have a couple stories to get to in the meantime. So previously, on a previous episode of Rant Revival, we talked about a guy named Kevin Zavala, a 32-year-old guy who died in September after riding the Stardust Racers roller coaster at Universal Orlando's Epic Universe. And this was a brand new thrill coaster, and he was unresponsive after the end of the ride, and there were a lot of questions, and I don't think we had the answers at the time as to the cause of death. We thought maybe it was cardiac arrest or something. Turns out the cause of death was ruled as multiple blunt impact injuries.
Whoa.
Like the safety harnesses were not working properly, and other riders have complained that their heads were slamming against the seat rest, the headrest. And so the family and the family's attorney are trying to get the park to close the ride until they do a full safety audit, but evidently the ride is still operational right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So this has happened again, although it's a completely different circumstance. I don't know if you saw this, Gordon, but at Disneyland in California, there was a woman in her 60s that had a medical emergency riding the Haunted Mansion ride. And now, Haunted Mansion, it sounds scary because it's haunted, right?
Yeah.
And Bob had it confused with, like, Towering Inferno or something.
The Haunted Hotel or the... Yeah, I forget the actual name, but there was one that terrified me last time I was there.
As an adult?
Oh, yeah. It's like an elevator drop.
Oh.
And it's...
Rips your stomach out.
It's insane. Like, I can't believe they allow people to ride on it.
So, I have not been to Disneyland, but I have been to Disney World, and they have Haunted Mansion at Disney World as well.
Yeah.
And they've made a couple of movies based on it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, with Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, and so it's described as a slow-moving coaster that's okay for little ones. And so it's a gentle ride. They say children might be frightened by the special effects, but it takes you through a ghost-infested manor or house that features floating heads, dancing spirits, and kind of optical illusions of, like, rooms that keep expanding and stuff. But it's very tame.
Yeah.
But
what is a manor, by the way? Like, how is a manor different than a house?
That's a great question.
Isn't it more of an estate? Like, what goes with the house? Is that a manor?
The like grounds? A house with acreage, is that a manor?
You probably need some other buildings on the land and then the collection of it all.
Has anyone ever been to a manor? I don't think I have.
Does your I don't house think I count? Have either.
No, doesn't count.
Well, so on Monday, this 60-some-year-old woman was unresponsive at the end of the ride. And so Disney security took her off, and they provided CPR. Paramedics arrived, took her to a local hospital there in Anaheim, and she was pronounced dead. And so a cause of death has not been revealed, but they say there was no indication of any operating issue. And the attraction, they just reopened it right after. As soon as they got her body out of the way, they just were like, other people want to ride this ride.
Yeah, let's keep going.
And so
Corby's kids have a speed pass.
And it was currently...
Did you hose off the remains of the old woman yet? My kids want to ride.
That's their favorite car, too. Make it quick.
Did she defecate herself when she died? You need to hose off that seat.
But it was themed for the Nightmare Before Christmas. It's like they kind of do a cross-pollination there.
Looks like the ones I was talking about is called the Tower of Terror, and it was at Universal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the one that's...
Yeah, so not sure if it was her time or if she was so easily frightened by bad special effects on a kiddie coaster.
All right, are we...
God needed a 60-year-old.
Should we have an age restriction on rides? Like, and I'm talking about anything at Six Flags that's kind of, you know, it's going to test your ticker.
Right, like if the G-forces can rip your aorta off, then you shouldn't ride this.
Yeah, like most old people don't ride those rides, right? I mean, if you do a census check on who's getting on those rides, 90% of them are, you know, between the age of 12 and, I don't know, 40 or something like that, because we do reach an age where equilibrium changes and we're not really good at riding rides.
Yeah, and also when you are being jostled around on those kind of rides, not the Haunted Mansion, but an actual coaster, like, you'll feel it afterwards. Your back will be sore. Your neck will be sore.
Yeah.
You're not built for it anymore.
I'm thinking just like driving and really life in general, 70 should probably be the age.
Okay, well, this lady was in her 60s.
We should kill everyone 70 years of age and older.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Euthanize them.
What do you think about age maximums for driving, Gordon?
I think that... it's probably a good idea if, like, over 80.
I agree.
But I think you can have people that, you know, that are 80 years old who are still driving.
No, sure, you can test out of it, but we have to put you through some paces once a year.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, you need to retake your driving test.
Nothing terrifies me more.
We should probably do that every 10 years anyway.
No, I agree with that, too.
Yeah, sure.
But nothing terrified me more than my parents driving around at 80 plus.
Yeah. Yeah, it terrified them too, I bet.
My mom, she cannot drive after dark now. She just doesn't even.
But how far does she go anyway?
I mean, you know, not more than maybe a
third base?
10, 15 mile radius from her house. Just enough to go to the store.
Let's back up for a second.
I'd like to hear more about this too.
Third base.
Corby just wants to hear how far he can get with people.
Yeah, how far?
Wait a minute. How far does your mom go? Third base? I mean, she's a widow, right?
Like, she's
it's not cheating.
Like, she's totally over him now, right? Like, it's been long enough?
Yeah, she'll go to third base with you, Simple Corby.
Okay.
All right, last thing, real quick.
I feel like there's an age where the base system is no longer valid.
I don't know.
What is that age? Like, all right, do you think that there are people in their 80s sitting there at the coffee shop every morning? Yeah, well, they may be dating, and like the 84-year-old guy turns to the 82-year-old guy, and he's like, so, you get to third base?
With Mildred?
Like, is that conversation going on?
Yes. You know, we hear that. We do that story that makes Giorgio uncomfortable about how nursing homes are hotbeds of sexual activity.
Yeah.
And
all
why
these
is
people
that?
Who are recently widowed are just
is
like...
Is that what
it's
it is?
It's an F-fest well, in nursing homes.
Postmenopausal, they don't have to worry about any fun babies.
Yeah, Dave. 80-year-olds can't have kids. We know.
That's great.
He thought it was an important point that he needed to bring up.
Yeah.
Well, at least it covered up your term, Gordon.
Would it be weird if the old folks' home had a nursery for all of the babies that were conceived at the old folks' home?
Mommy.
God, what if we... I mean...
At no point do they describe it as an F-fest.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Is that a bullet point in the brochure?
Look,
I meant
I'm
fun.
Telling you...
Bingo on Thursdays. F-fest.
I'm not sure how much action my dad was getting because he lived
at the nursing home
4 years after mom.
Uh-huh.
Not a nursing home; it was assisted living. It's CC
with all those women who could take their dentures out. I bet you he was pretty successful.
But
bitches?
We did get.
Hey, son, would you pick up another tube of KY on your way over?
And can you send me another box of those ticket T-shirts? They're actually coming in handy over here.
They think I'm a celebrity over here.
All right, yeah, we don't have time for the thermos and the anus, so you can you can look that up on your own time.
Like Google it?
Yeah.
That term?
No,
yeah.
Don't do it here, because then if you get in a car crash and die, then your kids are going to look through your history, and the last thing you searched was...
Can a thermos fit in an anus?
Oh, Daddy. No.
Now we know why Bob crashed his car. He was trying to fit something somewhere.
There's just an old thermos on the floorboard, you know, and they're like, wait a minute.
It's just rolling around.
Yes.
So the wheels are spinning in the air as he's upside down.
Pants are around. Smeared the thermos with Nutella.
Why was he doing it while driving?
He just couldn't wait.
Yeah.
So many red flags.
He got the answer he wanted from ChatGPT.
Like,
oh,
your kids are all together like, all right, I think something weird was going on. Dad's last search indicated. All right. Thank you, Gordon. We love you.
Well, anyway.
Thank you, guys. We'll see you. We'll be out in Terrell tomorrow. I think everybody's out there.
That's
right.
Yeah. That's right. Have fun out there in Terrell. We'll be listening.
Yes.
All right, bub. There he goes.
Berlin Drive out there. See you.
Bye-bye.